Shrugged La Bug. Dedicated to all those greedy bugs like me who have learned to share like me. As you lay on a summer's day in a cool and shady place, don't look up into the skies. Instead, look down and squint your eyes. Squint your eyes so very tight, and if you look with all your might, you'll find the land of more than small. In this land live bugs, that's all. There is a winding road in More Than Small that begins its long, twisty journey at Old Skunk Swamp. Follow that road as it creaks and groans across Wibble Wobble Bridge and bends around Rickety Clicket's farm. Like all the roads in More Than Small, this road ends in the tiny town of Bugville. Truly, Bugville is a wonderful place for bugs to live. In Bugville, a block or two from the old Buttonwood School, is the sharing part of town. This is a place where neighbors share with neighbors. Any bug who is too much of this or that shares it with a friend. Here, bugs also share good words, good thoughts, and good deeds. In this place lived a little bug by the name of Sherman LeBug, whom everyone called Shrug. Shrug lived with his mother, Sheila, and his father, Shelby. His parents were two of the most giving and sharing bugs in town. Sheila and Shelby shared all they owned. Mostly they shared their friendship with everyone in town. Sheila and Shelby gave Shrug the best toys bug money could buy. You name it, Shrug had it. Bats, bug balls, and a Huggy Buggy bear. Like other parents, Sheila and Shelby hoped their son would share his toys with all his little bug friends. Shrug La Bug, however, was not a bug who liked to share. Shrug would never share anything, anytime, with anybody. Whenever he got new toys, he would hide them in his room. One day, the La Bugs invited the big family over for dinner. The two families shared a supper of sticker stock stew and prickly pickle pie. After eating, they all went outside and made wonderful wishes on shooting stars. Katie did, the youngest big bug, got lost in the house and wandered into Shrug's room. There she found Shrug's Huggy Buggy bear sitting on his bed. The bear was so cuddly that she picked it up and gave it a hug. Out of nowhere, Shrug stormed into the room and yanked the bear out of Katie Did's hands. "This is my Huggy Buggy bear," he shouted. "It's mine, it's mine, it's mine." Scared, Katie Did began to cry. The Bigs and the LeBugs rushed into the room. The problem, as always, was that Shrug didn't want to share. After that night, things went from bad to worse. Skeeter Skitter, the best bug ball player in school, accidentally hit a ball into Shrug's backyard. It was Skeeter's favorite ball and he wanted it back. Shrug said, "Nope, now it's mine." Shrug truly believed that whatever ended up in his yard belonged to him. He didn't have to share with anybody. With a giggle of glee, Shrug ran to his bedroom to hide Skeeter's ball. After a few months, Shrug's room was filled with at least one toy from every bug boy and girl. Shrug had collected every kind of toy you could imagine. But the one thing Shrug didn't have was a friend. Shrug La Bug had no friends at all, not even one. One day in class at Buttonwood School, Shrug began reading his favorite book. "Shrug," asked his teacher, Miss Bugley, "why don't you share the story you're reading with the entire class?" Shrug wrapped his arms around the book and shouted, "No, this is my book. It's mine. It's mine. It's mine." He was very upset that someone wanted him to share the words of his story. Shrug crammed the book into his backpack and raced out of the school. Shrug zipped across the playground and ran deep into the forest of clover and thistle pine. "This is my favorite book. I don't want to share it," he cried. "These words belong to me." He ran and he ran through yellow dandelion flowers and prickly purple thistle. The thistle thorn snagged his clothes. Like it or not, Shrug shared bits and pieces of his shirt and pants with the thorns. Shrug ran until he could run no more. Finally, he dropped to the forest floor and cried himself to sleep. An hour or so later, Shrug woke up and looked around. Nothing seemed the same. He didn't know where he was. In fact, he was very lost indeed. No matter which way Shrug turned, he couldn't remember which way he had come from. Shrug would have been lost to this very day if he had not been found by Henley Hornbrook, a hermit bug.
"Hello," said the old bug. "What a wonderful day. Won't you share some time with me?"
"Aha," said Shrug, jumping to his feet. "Somebody else who wants me to share something. Well, I will share no time with you."
"But," Shrug said, looking around, could you tell me how to get out of the forest? I seem to be lost."
The old hermit thought and then said with a sly smile,
"I don't think so. If you're going to act like a greedy bug, why should I share my directions with you?"
Now Shrug didn't know what to do. No bug had ever refused to share with him.
"You know," said Henley, "you talk as if sharing is a bad thing. Maybe you should think of sharing as trading one thing for another."
"What do you mean?" asked Shrug, holding his backpack to his chest.
"Well," chuckled the hermit, "every time you share something with someone, you get a gift in return."
"What kind of gift?" asked Shrug.
Henley Hornbrook smiled and said, "One of the most important gifts of all, the gift of friendship." Like a light flipped on in a dark basement, everything suddenly made sense to Shrug.
"Sharing isn't about being selfish," he thought. "Sharing is about giving, and giving is the best gift of all."
Shrug sat down beside the hermit and shared his thoughts about school and birthdays and having fun. Keeping his word, the old bug gave Shrug the gift of friendship. Later, Henley took Shrug to the path that led back to Bugville. Warmed by the glow of new friendship, Shrug skipped along the path through the forest. There was much to do at home. From that day on, Shrug was the most caring, sharing bug in the tiny town of Bugville. He let other bugs borrow his toys. Whenever Skeeter hit a ball into Shrug's yard, Shrug threw the ball right back. To his parents' surprise, Shrug even gave some of his things away. He gave away his extra bug balls and bats. Why, he even gave Katydid his Huggy Buggy Bear that he had hidden under his bed. And best of all, Shrug became friends with every bug he knew. All because he learned to share. If at home or if at school you don't wish to share, remember Shrug the greedy bug and how he learned to care. Shrug the Bug is a story about sharing. Like all the stories I write, this story is about me. It's a story about how much of a greedy bug I was at times. When I was young, I had two older brothers and a younger sister. I only had a few good toys, and it seemed that whenever I shared them with my brothers, the toys got broken. It was one thing to protect my toys, and quite another that I refused to share at all. Now older and a bit wiser, I have learned the joys that come from sharing everything with everybody. Mostly, I love to share my stories with you. Feel free to write me and tell me how you like this bug adventure.